Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome to Get 'em Radio. God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio.
I guess you're probably doing your own.
Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everybody. Once again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're working on our simulcast today. Pastor McCoy is trying to set up the our Google Meet, and he just needs to dial our number, which is 516-418-5699. Now, those of you who are on the line, and if you would like to see us, we are on Google Meet at the same time that we're on Get 'em Radio. So if you would like to get the link for that, text me, please, and then I will send you the link. I just sent the link to a few people. But if you would like to see us, just text me, and I will send you the link. Praise God.
Okay, am I on with you?
I hear you. I hear echo.
Yes.
Okay.
Did they get rid of the echo?
Let's see here. Say something else. Still hear it in the background, but it's better. Well, I don't hear the echo, but I can hardly hear you. All of you who just came on the line, yes, this is God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Good to see you all on the line with us today. We are simulcasting today. Hallelujah. So we're working on a few things right now as we are simulcasting with Pastor Herbert McCoy from Dallas, and he is on Google Meet. And so if you would like to see us on Google Meet, which I am showing up on there right now, I think I am. Can you see me, Pastor? Okay. So I'm on Google Meet at the same time that I'm on Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. Finally know how to be two places at one time.
Amen.
Amen. So we got a few technical things going on. Hallelujah. And it's good to do that in the Lord, to be two places at one time. Hallelujah. So we're going to get started now. We are still celebrating our 10th anniversary. Hallelujah. I am still very, very much excited about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I'm still excited, even with all the turkey that I ate today. Glory, hallelujah, praise his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm switching back and forth right now. So you guys hold on and be patient with us. I think we got it. Do we, Pastor Herbert? Okay.
Amen. We're on.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you had a really good day today with your Thanksgiving and good time with family and friends today. We did, too. We had our Thanksgiving at my cousin's house today. Pastor Mom went out. She was really strong today, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And so it was just such a blessing to have her to be there tonight. And then, you know, so many people were so happy. A lot of people haven't seen her in a while. And, you know, the young people gathered around her, and she was happy and strong, and they were happy to see her. And I had a good time, too. Amen. So, hallelujah. Oh, and I wanted to say this, that we realized that our family has been celebrating Thanksgiving. That's all I can remember, is celebrating Thanksgiving like this since I was a child. Come to find out, we've been celebrating this because it's my grandparents' wedding anniversary is on Thanksgiving. And so we realized that this year is the 98th year that we've been celebrating Thanksgiving as a family. Amen. Amen. So that was very, very exciting to realize, even though we've been doing it for so long. Hallelujah. So today I'm going on and on. I'm going to stop and pray. Hallelujah. As we go into this Get 'Em Radio 10th anniversary finale. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. God, we welcome you in our midst. We welcome you in the midst tonight, Lord God. And we look to you to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And then, Lord God, we just thank you for all you've done over all of these 10 years for Get 'Em Radio. We thank you, Lord God, that you put these broadcasts together for your glory, your honor, and your praise. You put it together so that we could learn and grow together. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We continue to dedicate these broadcasts to you, Lord God. And we say, Lord, have your way. Move by your spirit. Thank you even for tonight of taking us to another dimension in you, Lord God, where we can be seen as well as heard. We thank you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you tonight, Lord. We lift up our speaker to you, Father. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen him with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And we thank you when it's time and he comes on to bring the word, Lord God. We thank you for a wonderful, awesome word from the Lord, and we make a demand on the anointing in him, hallelujah, that your word will come through him with power, with authority, and a life-changing word to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So before our speaker comes tonight, what we would like to do to bless the people who have been a part of Get 'Em Radio for the past 10 years. We would like to acknowledge you, and we would like to bless you. And I wanted to do this like earlier, but I've been being very prayerful on exactly how to do this. We have these wonderful, beautiful certificates that have been put together for you, for all of you. And I want to go through some of those certificates tonight. And I think I'll just kind of make it for the people who are on the line tonight. But we have quite a few certificates. And I want to say that I don't know how that looks on the camera, what I just did. But I was trying to bring the screen had gotten so big, I was trying to bring it down. But anyway, Minister Joy has put together these beautiful certificates. I don't know how you could see it. Is there screen sharing, Pastor?
Yeah, you can share the screen.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
Okay, at the bottom of your screen.
Okay.
You have a red phone.
Okay. I need to get on.
Okay.
No, hold on. I see it.
Okay. Go from that red phone. The left of it should be the
Oh, it says present now?
Yeah.
Okay.
church. You need to have the screen ready to present.
Okay. Because whatever's on the screen, that's what people are going to see.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And, well, we're just going to be prayerful right now. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And the screen got real big. That's why you see my hand doing that. Okay. Let me just look at it for a moment. But on each of these certificates, and they're just so beautiful, you know, how they're put together. I don't know if we'll be able to go to each person's name on here. Okay. I wanted to go from.
I can still hear, but yes, she is.
You can hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Papa.
Am I echoing?
No.
Fine. Okay, you can hear me. Good. Me, you all. For a moment while I trying to get this together. But we wanted to, like I said, we wanted to show the certificate and present it to you all because, you know, without you all coming on Get 'Em Radio and listening, it's like, well, I was going to say, what are we doing this for? And we know that the Word of God, when we speak the Word of God, that His Word just comes through, you know, with power and authority, and it accomplishes all that He pleases in the place whereto He sends it. Amen. And so, hallelujah. I'm looking at another screen while I'm trying to do this. And I'm just going to do it from this one screen here. And we have so many screens, but I don't know how to make the screens flow. So I will say that again, Pastor.
I said give it a try.
Give it a try.
All you can do is break it.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Pastor. All I can do is break it. Amen. All right. I want to try one more thing before I share the screen. You guys just be prayerful with me. I know what I want to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. Amen. While I'm getting this together, something that I wanted to do anyway, and that is to play our theme song for the anniversary, because we are thanking God for His goodness. You know, we're thanking Him that He's been so good to us. And, you know, one of the scriptures is Psalm 23 and verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So let's hear C.C. Winans singing Goodness of God. Hallelujah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes you have. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
better. So let's Let's see what we have here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so I'm going to go and do that screen share. Amen. And these are certificates. We wanted to really bless everyone who has been a blessing to us these years that we've been on. If I miss you, we'll make sure that we get you. Okay? So we will send it. And we'll either text these to you or to email them to you personally. But I just thank God for Minister Joy and how the Lord showed her together. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so. Okay, I see present now. Well, as soon as I hit this, I'm going to be on the wrong screen, but I'll jump to the right screen quickly. Okay. Now, do you see the certificate, Pastor? Okay. Great, great. You don't see it yet? Okay. I think I hit it. Oh, share your entire screen is asking me, and I didn't say.
I think you have to press it right now.
I have to press present now. I thought that's what I did. And another screen came up. I'll start over. Okay, present now or window.
Which one do you
want to
do?
It says a tab.
Okay, do you?
Okay.
Do a tab?
Yeah. Okay. I got it. Now, can you see it?
Sure.
Amen. Well, she's not on with us tonight. We're going to go to the next person whom I see tonight. So we'll start with this one. This certificate, this is Get 'Em Radio 2012 through 2022, God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio 10th Anniversary Certificate of Appreciation. This certificate is presented to Get 'Em Radio faithful listener, Sister Debbie Gaither. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we celebrate God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio's 10th anniversary, we thank God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world, Romans 1 and verse 8. We appreciate your love, support, and prayers, time you yield to do the Lord's leading, his vision to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God is being manifested. You indeed, Debbie Gaither, are appreciated. Amen. Thank you, Sister Debbie Gaither. Hallelujah. And that's from assigned Apostle Kizzy in November 2022 in the year of our Lord. Amen. So let's go on to it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we also want to give a certificate of appreciation to our Get 'Em Radio faithful listener, Reverend Treva Kelly. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. And this is a certificate is presented to the Get 'Em Radio prophetic healing co-host, Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey. Amen. And then, hallelujah, this certificate is presented to Get 'Em Radio faithful listeners, Minister Rachel Ross and her family. Amen. Amen. Not only are they listeners, they're participants as well. Amen. So we want to let you know that we do really appreciate you, Minister Rachel, and family. Amen. And then we have the Get 'Em Radio anointed guest couple, Pastor William McDowell and Sister Charlene McDowell. Now, Sister Charlene McDowell is also the one who sings our East St. Louis Christian Center Church introduction song, I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together. And then she's also recorded some praise and worship for our church. Appreciate both of you. And then we have Bishop Aaron McClary and his wife, Lady Sabrina McClary, as our Get 'Em Radio anointed guest couple. So they've been on Get 'Em Radio. Either it was Bishop that was on, or both of them were on together. And we always appreciate them. Praise God. So, and then we have a certificate of appreciation for another Get 'Em Radio faithful listener, Minister Carrie Head. Also, you know, listener and participant. She's the faithful listeners. Some of them are on the line before we even start having the broadcast. They are just here on the line, and we just thank God. And not just Minister Carrie, but Minister Rachel, and there's so many. I don't want to start naming names, but all of you who volunteer for Praying in Tongues Tuesday on a regular basis, thank you all so much. Amen. And then we have a certificate of appreciation for a Get 'Em Radio faithful listener, Minister Faye Legron. Amen, or Legron. I think I'm saying your name right, Minister Faye. But we,
Apostle.
Uh-huh.
Apostle.
Yes.
You have a place on that is muted, and they cannot hear you. I can hear you.
You can hear me?
But others are not hearing you.
Oh.
I can see muted on one of my screens.
Okay. Well, I am muted. I'm mute. Can I open up your line as I'm talking? I'm on Get 'Em Radio. Pastor Catherine, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. All right, I'm not echoing, huh? Okay, great. Okay, so for Minister Faye, and can you see the screen still? The certificate, I'm hearing a little echo, though, too. Pastor Rita Triplett, she volunteers quite often for Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Certificate of appreciation for her. And then we have Minister Kiva Renee Artanuya. And she is one of our Get 'Em Radio board members. And so we want to appreciate her tonight. And then we have our other board member, Evangelist Sylvia Samba. She's a Get 'Em Radio board member, and she's also a sustaining partner for us. And a sustaining partner is one who gives to Get 'Em Radio on a regular basis. I just want to let her know that we appreciate her. We want to let you know, Evangelist Samba, that we appreciate you. Amen. Okay, and then there's one for me. Praise God. I appreciate myself. You know, Joy, thank you. Thank you, Joy, for doing that. And here's one. This is a certificate of appreciation. I think she may be resting right now. Presented to East St. Louis Christian Center Church and faithful listener of Get 'Em Radio, Senior Mom Willie B. McCoy. Amen. Hallelujah. You talk about faithful listeners. I mean, for many years, she's been that faithful listener as well. So we certainly praise God for Pastor Mom. You know, we all had good turkey today, desserts today, and she was really strong today. So we praise God. Hope she's resting well right now. And then we want to appreciate, hallelujah, Pastor Catherine Coleman. She's been a faithful listener for these 10 years, as well as a sustaining partner for Get 'Em Radio, and meaning that she gives on a regular basis to Get 'Em Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. We also have Pastor Helen Price, who is our Get 'Em Radio reserve host and faithful listener. And when I say reserve host, you know, some people have like a reserve bank account. And it's their reserve. And, you know, when they need to go into that bank account and pull out something, the reserves are there. And so you could also think of the reserve army or the reserve military. So she is one of our reserve pastors or hosts for Get 'Em Radio. And sometimes if I'm right in the middle of something and, you know, if Pastor Catherine's not here and Pastor Mom needs something, then, I mean, she's reserved just right on the spot and has gone on and hosted the program or finished hosting the program. So, Pastor Price, we thank you so much, and she is a faithful listener as well. Amen. So thank you, Pastor Price. Minister Elaine, we want to thank or appreciate Minister Elaine as well. She is also a Get 'Em Radio reserve host. So if we need someone to host, I'm out of town, I'm doing something, she is a reserve host as well and a faithful listener. And so we appreciate you, Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. And then when we have our Get 'Em Radio introduction, we have our announcer. And some may know he's the announcer, some may not know, but Pastor Mark McCoy is our announcer. So we want to give him this certificate of appreciation for being our announcer. I believe he's been the announcer for maybe 3 or 4 years or more than that. Okay, and then we want to give a certificate of appreciation to our Get 'Em Radio engineer, Minister Joy Price, and who did all of these certificates for us. So we give God praise for Minister Joy. And you know, and during this whole 10th anniversary, her and Minister Amber were there and available to help with whatever I needed. You know, they're my nieces, and they're just good at helping to put things together and to flow in the spirit, and I certainly appreciate both of them. Hallelujah. And so the next one, certificate of appreciation goes to Minister Amber Price. She is our official Get 'Em Radio music ministry. When we need songs you know, through Get 'Em Radio, Minister Amber takes care of that for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as I said, she was very integral in helping us put together this 10th anniversary. She's our official Get 'Em Radio history reader. She does it very well. Amen. So thank you so much, Minister Amber. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we're back here to our Get 'Em Radio anniversary poster. Praise God. So thank you all so much for, you know, helping with just being patient as we were going through that. Nine chances out of ten, I know I might have missed someone tonight. If I did miss you, please, I'm so sorry. As it is said to my head, not to my heart. But I certainly appreciate each and every one of you. Amen. I'm going to see if there's anyone who's on the line. Okay, Minister Elaine, I do see you. Minister Rachel, Pastor Price. Amen. I thought I had something for the Point Christian Fellowship. Amen. But Point, I want you to know I do appreciate you. And I'm going to make sure I have, I thought I had it. Maybe it was just in my head and it didn't make it on the paper. But Point Christian Fellowship, we do appreciate you. Pastor Herbert McCoy, Lady Diane, we definitely appreciate you guys, fellowship. Thank you all for being with us tonight. Amen. And there have been other times where you've joined us with the simulcast. And so thank you all so very much and for being here on Thanksgiving night. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise God. We're going to go on with our word tonight. Hallelujah. Pastor, you look like you're about ready right now. Okay, I see your mouth moving, but I do not hear you. Introduce you, maybe I'll hear you. Okay, yeah, I hear you now. Praise God. Amen. Well, I... Say it again.
That without an echo?
Yes. Yes, that's good. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I need to get together with you because I believe I'm going to go, rather than a Zoom way of simulcast, I think I want to go to Google Meet way.
Amen.
That's what I'm thinking. Praise God. So I'll say that publicly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if you've been trying to get me to do this for years and years, but I think this is now the time. Amen. I see you, Deacon. Deacon White said, amen. Amen. So I want to do the introduction. Lady Diane's not with us online tonight, huh? No, I don't see her. Not yet. Good husband to say not yet. Amen. I'll do the introduction for my brother, unless any of my other sisters would like to do the introduction. I see you, Pastor Price and Pastor Catherine. Either of you? I know I'm putting y'all on the spot. Okay, I don't see any mics opening up, so I'll continue on. Well, my brother, Pastor Herbert, is my big brother. Hallelujah. And he is a man of God. Say this, he's a faithful man of God. Hallelujah. For him to be doing what he's doing, and there's so many things that he does in his life, and he's faithful to the things of God. Hallelujah. And if I can say this about him, as he is. Now, I could talk about him as a child, but I don't know if you guys want to hear that part. But as a pastor, I have a great deal of respect for my brother and, you know, what he does and the people who come alongside him, with him and walk with him in the things of God. And they're all faithful men and women of God. One of the most fun times I've had in church, and I've been to a lot of churches over the years, was the last time I had the opportunity to come and spend time with them in Dallas. And, you know, the services that they had, the Sunday school, the church service, that was when they were meeting in person. And we just had a great time. It was just a great group of people that are around and about him. And so I could go on and on some more. I want to say that he's married to Diane, Lady Diane, and they're about to celebrate their anniversary, which is all, like, mind-boggling to me. They're going to celebrate their 50th anniversary in 2023, and I just want to thank God and congratulate them even in advance. So, and the last thing I think I'll say about him, when we were kids, it was June and Bob Ann. He was Junebug, and I was Bob Ann, and still am. And so when Junebug was mentioned, Bob Ann was mentioned, because we're very close in age. He is older. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my big brother, Pastor Herbert McCoy. Welcome, Pastor Herbert.
Amen. God,
he is welcome. Amen.
What a great thing.
Some people who can't hear you. I'm getting text on that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bring my voice up, son.
Okay.
Amen. Just trying to get me a place on the runway. Thank you. Get a radio family right now. Preach weeds. We don't know why they invited us. We're not a big church. Not a great church. Don't have a great preacher. But we're glad to be here. Amen. We want to take for our gaze tonight. We want to look at Psalm 107, which is a scripture that the radio fans like to hear, particularly in his 107, verse 8, says, let them hear thanks to the Lord for his undying love
Is that better?
Let's see. It might be better.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, the people of Israel were able to look back to the goodness of God and liberate. And we can always relate on the full bravery why people should give thanks to God. For Israel, a captivity and deliverance is, of course, assured. But for us, he might as well be something that we really need. As we take a look at what God has done, we can always relate on four great reasons for giving thanks. As I said, captivity and deliverance. In fact, that's historical. For us, it might even seem spiritual. But yes, yes. We ought to give thanks to the Lord. Psalms 107 and 1 says, for he is good. But the Lord is for all. And 107 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord. And 173 says, "Oh, he gathered from the land, from east, west, from north, and south." Yeah, so, the very first reason to give thanks to the Lord is because we were lost and waiting, but the Lord gave us strength.
Amen.
The Lord gave us. Psalm 107 and 4 says, some wonder in desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they discuss. Yes. 175 says they were hungry, thirsty, and in says they cried out to the Lord in that trouble, and he delivered them on their strength. He led them by a straight way to a city where then he said, verse 8, let them give thanks. Praise unto the Lord for his wonderful deeds. And yes, get a radio family. Say, thank you. God that was served. And everything that I looked at, it just circled back around the Psalms 107 and 8. But 107 and 9 says, for he satisfies the thirsty, fills the hungry with good things. Have mercy upon us. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my sins. Wash me thoroughly. Iniquity and sin from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions. Sin is always against you only, by then and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak. Thank blameless when you judge. Now this is Psalm 51 and 2. This just shows you how behold, says 51:6, ye desire truth, and in the inner part, you make truth. Purge me with his offense, shall be clean. Wash me, to be whiter than soap. Take me here, joy, gladness, and the bones broken into a tie, your faith will blot out clean in me in you. O God, and renew us, say it that spirit in me. Not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit. Heal me. Restore to me joy. That faith. So hold me, Lord, by your gracious. Yes. We know that one reason to give thanks is because we were lost and wasted. Secondly, we were captive sinners. But the Lord did us. See, 107 and then some of us sat in darkness, the deepest gloom, prisoners, suffering, and chains. For they had rebelled against the word of God to find the counsel of the Most High.
Verse 12 says, so he subjected them to the bitter lake. They stumbled. There was no one else. Then when we get down to verse 13, it says, then they cried. He gave them salvation. He saved them. It's true. Yes, he brought them out of the darkness and the deepest gloom and drove away their chains. Verse 14. So we get down at a 15. It says, let them give thanks to the Lord. It's wonderful people. For he breaks down the kingdom. But to God. Amen. Over there to Exodus. The Lord says Exodus in Exodus 3. The Lord said, I have indeed in the misery of my people in Egypt. My word is crying out because of the third. So I come down to rich from the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, of Canaanite, Hittite, Amorite, Perizzite, Hivite. Now, the people cried. Of the Israelites has reached me. Seeing the way the Egyptians are present. So now, so I'm sending you to Pharaoh.
Oh, you need a doctor that can fix it. You need Let them exalt him Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
And then what? And as you spoke, it was like, okay, I'm hearing you, Pastor. We need to be thankful for that. You know, once you get saved, it's like, I'm in. You know, but it's good to be thankful and remember what God has brought us out of. Amen. Amen. And so even now, as we're talking, I just wanted to make sure that each and every one of you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you can be thankful for the things that Pastor mentioned tonight, those four things, you know, that we were lost and the Lord gave us direction. God wants to give you direction. You know, he wants to open up your eyes and show you, because before people get born again, I mean, just spiritually blind, not even knowing what is going on around them. And the fact that you are here and that you're listening means that God has touched your heart. You wouldn't have stayed on this long if the Lord had not touched your heart, if there was not some love of God that is in you and that's touching you and drawing you, because he does draw with his loving kindness. And so John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So we're talking about God, Almighty God, who will bring you out of those things that Pastor mentioned, those four things: being lost, being captive, spiritually sick and dying, hopeless and perishing. And he brought us out and wants to bring you out with love. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And then he tells us how to receive him as Lord and Savior. Romans 10, and there's other scriptures as well, but Romans 10 verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Amen. So we're going to pray a prayer together. And that scripture that says, if you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says, that God raised Jesus from the dead. Believing that, making a choice. None of us was here 2,000 years ago. Not one of us was here 2,000 years ago. So we have to believe by faith that the Bible is true. And so you make a choice to believe, and then you speak it out of your mouth in a prayer, and you're saved. I know it sounds simple. It sounds really too simple, but it is true, and it is God. He had to make it simple to get more people saved, and so more people would be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, you prayed that prayer, you are saved, you are born again, and we want to pray right now that God will fill you. Lord Father, in Jesus' name, fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to do right, power to think right. All that power comes from you. And we thank you for doing it. Even power to be able to read the word of God and understand it, because you are sitting right there with them as they're reading the Bible and explaining to them. Thank you for that, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you that right now their very own prayer language is being released by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for that, Lord God. And we give you glory right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then what we want to do now is to invite you to a Bible-believing church in the name of Jesus. It is important for you to learn and grow. And just like us, we are learning and growing too. Whether we're pastors, ministers, evangelists, apostles, whatever, we're still learning and growing in the Lord. So we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. It could be a church that's in your neighborhood. Amen. And we also want to invite you to the God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Now, the Lord put these broadcasts together, and he did something specifically so that he put it to, designed it specifically so that we could learn and grow. And when I say we are still learning and growing together. That's the good part about being saved. Amen. You continuously learn and grow in the things of God. So we want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Every Sunday, we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon East. Praise God. This Sunday is the last Sunday of November. Boy, this year is going fast. And so anyway, this on every Sunday is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy, Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. And we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. And that's our church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. On Monday, this Sunday I am speaking. This Sunday, amen. We're doing a series on Job, but it's really looking at God's character and his nature and why he would allow Job to go through what he went through. And we're looking at God's character and nature as the founder and the perfecter, or the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And so then on Mondays we have our Bible teaching, and that is with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. It's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. So she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That's our prayer time. So we pray in tongues, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And I don't think I said all of these broadcasts. You call in at these particular times, 516-418-5699. Amen. And so on Tuesdays, we pray in tongues. We have four volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. It is no less than awesome. If you don't speak in tongues yet, it's a great experience to be around a group of people who are praying in tongues. We even have babies, children that come on and pray in tongues. We have a one-year-old who is, you can hear him going to town with us sometimes. Amen. And so, and then we also do interpretation of tongues as well. And it is getting, it's just getting better and better every time we get together. I'll say it like that. God moves mightily. On Wednesday, second Wednesday of every month is we have our healing service. And the next one, which is the last one of this year, our next one, the last one of this year, is going to be the second Wednesday in December. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, December the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have our co-host that will be with us, and that is Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Please tell your family, tell your friends, meet us here, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, December the 14th. And then our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio, this is our 10th anniversary finale tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have celebrated royally this month. Amen. And we will continue on. We'll be back in December, December the 1st. Amen. We'll be back in December and every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And I know God has something great planned for us in December. Amen. Amen. As we go out, as we finish the rest of this year out. So 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday. And that's our core broadcast. The broadcast that we started with is our Thursday night edition. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So now let's open up the lines. I think that Pastor Mom, we usually open it up for her. Pretty sure that she is asleep. She's resting now. That's true, Pastor Catherine? Okay. We've had quite a couple of days here, Pastor Catherine.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I hear you.
She's looking at me like she said, "Who are you going to be?" I didn't bother her. I just let her sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you so much on tonight. For the message of being thankful. Yeah, I just love the scripture that you gave tonight from a friend of mine. He's been asking us to get all scriptures on being thankful. I had not had a dream that we did, but I knew the old life. Emma gave a lot of peace, but yes, I know you're so grateful and so thankful. So thank you so much for Psalms, that's Psalm 71. So thank you for the word.
That's the thing. Like that's what Get 'Em Radio is going to do, just be thankful.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on. Uh-huh. Yeah. And thank you for all of us. And so thank you so much. Good to see you. I look like you had a great Thanksgiving here today. And I want to say hello to Lady Di. I know where she's on. But thank you. Thank you. Also today, sure you all have a nice time.
I think they had a good time. I ate, and then I went to sleep. And then when I got up, it was time to get on earth.
Oh, my.
I'm glad that tagged up to me.
Oh, wow. Amen. Well, that sounds like a good Thanksgiving to me.
Thanksgiving. I think Deacon Mike is on here today. I'm good to see you all. It's a beautiful night, y'all. Put everybody on tonight.
Yeah.
The weather was really good. So I want to say, just say happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
And I want to say happy 10th anniversary. Because people are so sad.
It sure does. Oh, my goodness. Amen. It was good.
Yeah, may God be able to take this little demon.
Amen.
So, all right, I knew Pastor. New Pastor was on it because he had, one time had given me a number that I could call and try to get on when I was. So, I guess I never really got it, but great. He said, you can just have it just to be having it. He gave me a number and everything. But thank you so much, and thank you for for your wisdom and guidance, too. I just remember the time that were came to the church and you guys be going with my song system and everything. Well, you've always been so good with that. But anyway, God bless you all, and once again, happy 10th anniversary of Apostle, and may God give you many names. God bless you all. And I'm blessed now.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Well, I want to thank Pastor Herbert for sharing the word. You know, it just reminds me that God is so faithful to us. And I just want to say thank you for that word. And I want to say congratulations and praise the Lord for being thankful for get them radio. But just seeing them through for 10 years. And Apostle, for your commitment to bring the word of God and bring on people who have a heart for God and just sharing the word. So continue to do what God says do and let the word go forth. Amen. Blessing everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Elaine. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I have to say about Minister Elaine, she, well, it was, first it started with Minister Kiva, who started, I think, on Get 'em Radio, or not Get 'em Radio, Blog Talk Radio. And then Minister Elaine had a broadcast. I think it was early in the morning, and she asked me to be a part of it. And what I did, I would just show up. I didn't know anything technically about anything. And I would show up, and I think, I don't know if I prayed the prayer of salvation or what, but this was, you know, well over 10 years ago, of course. And so I that's how I started with the radio, just showing up. And then after, I believe that was, the Lord moved her on to something else. And then move me on to Get Them Radio. Amen. So we praise God for you, Minister Elaine. Thank you. I want to say, does anyone else, if you want to say anything, I think, almost everyone is on Google Meet. amen.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Amber.
Thank you.
I just truly enjoyed this faith and fellowship and your message tonight, Pastor Uncle Herbert. The thankful messages and the scripture that you gave were so wonderful. And a happy 10-year anniversary again to Get On Radio, Apostle Aunt Barbara. And I just thank God for you and the ministry. I thank God for each and every one of you because I know that it'll have such a great impact on so many lives. So I truly thank God for 10 years and many, many more. And I just love each and every one of you. And I pray God continues to strengthen you and bless each and every one of you. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber. Amen. Amen. Pastor.
Yes, glory to God. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you tonight. And I just praise God for even being able to come in fellowship with each one of you tonight. I want to say hello to Pastor Herbert as well as to Lady Diane. To Apostle, I thank God for you and this and your faithfulness unto the Lord and the ministry that he's called you. This is your 10th year. And I give glory to God. I know Minister Kiva, you said was the first one, Ministry Lane the second. Then you went on, and I started on Blog Talk on May 3rd, 2013.
Wow.
So next year will be my 10th year, but I'm not really been as consistent as I would like to be on the on my Blog Talk radio program. But I thank God for the time that God has told me to go. And I give glory. But I want to congratulate you on the 10th year that God has given you. And thank you so much for the certificate that you gave not only to me, but to each one that was on the line tonight. I want to thank God for each one of the saints in your respective places. I say happy Thanksgiving to each one of you. And then I want to thank God for that wonderful word, Pastor Herbert, on four great reasons to give thanks to the Lord. I thank God for that word. It blessed my heart tonight. And I love the way that you minister. It is so important that we do things the way God tells us to do it.
Amen.
And each one of us, they all talk about snowflakes, how snowflakes, every snowflake is different. They're a snowflake, but they're different. In every ministry, even though each one of us that are called into the gospel ministry, God has given us a way that he would have us to do what he's called us to do. Because he is not calling. He didn't call for another Pastor Herbert. He called for Pastor Herbert. And he didn't call for another Helen Price. He called for me, Helen Price, to do. And what's so marvelous about it is that I love the way you minister, Pastor Herbert. I love the way God, and sometimes because we might love the way that somebody ministers, sometimes we might want to copy it and do it. But it might not work for us because that's not what God gave us to do. So I praise God for you and for the way God ministers to you tonight. My soul was blessed and just took me on a great journey tonight through Psalms 107. And I love Psalms 107. But through the work of the ministry tonight and how you ministered, I thank God that I was even more enlightened. And I thank God for you. So I just want to thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for the fellowship. What a wonderful way that we could come after a full day to be able to come and be able to still, not counting robbery, to come and still gather together around God and his word.
Hallelujah.
Giving thanks to him for his good and goodness unto us. So again, I want to thank God for you, Apostle, for the 10th year anniversary. I still say again, congratulations.
Amen.
And Pastor Herman, I want to thank God for that right on time word that you gave tonight. I send much love to each one of you, and may you all have a very blessed rest of this Thanksgiving day. God bless you. I'm going back on mute. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Prime.
You're welcome.
There's so many pastors on the line. Like, let me say Pastor Prime. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I see Minister Rachel on. I think she's the only one that's on Get 'Em Radio that's not on Google Meet. So if you want to say anything, press your number one key. You probably had a long day today, too. So press your number one key. Okay. Yeah, I see him.
Amen.
Hey, Deacon.
Hey, I'm just waiting on
getting
all the ladies
down. Okay, well, Minister Rachel wants to say something, and then we'll... Okay, thank you, sir. You're a gentleman. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi, I just wanted to say happy God bless day. You know, thankful day to everyone, and have stay encouraged, and we ought to be grateful to God for everything, and just for Him being Him in our lives and for each other. So I thank you for family, friends, and each and every one of you. So God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. And yes.
I've had me a niece revival.
Ooh.
Amen. I'd like to say congratulations to Get 'Em Radio for the decade anniversary.
Amen.
And I was just kind of sitting up here and just thinking, God is telling Get 'Em Radio, okay, we done heard your voices. Now we want to be able to see the faces to those voices. So I'm hooking y'all up here. So, you know, you spoke about that earlier, Apostle, you're going to overlook that other video and go with Google Meet. I'm not going to name it. Mother Rose had already prepared, you know, majority of her stuff for Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone on here.
Amen.
And so all I had to do was turkey. And I tell you, this year I had the hardest time trying to get a turkey prepared. I was in the garage. I'm just trying to make it quick. So I got my pot together. And then I go to put I clean the pot. And when I got the habit of putting it up to the light, make sure it don't have a hole in the bottom. So now it had a hole in the bottom. I said, oh, Lord. So then I had a second pot. It had a larger hole.
Oh, no.
I said, I'm going to get this turkey gift. So then when I go to connect my burner to my propane tank and I go to tighten it up, the connection broke. So I'm out there with myself. So now I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit. What can I do? So then I saw I got another burner. So I took that burner. Now that burner, I'm gone and everything, but it don't want it to, the igniter comes on, but it don't want to keep the fire lit. And just when I said, thank you, Lord, I tell you, hallelujah. It was like God said, well, I'm tired of watching you going through the distress. He said, go ahead and take that hose off of that one and put it
Wow.
And you can continue to still use that pot that has a small hole. Just put you another pot up under there and catch whatever little oil that drips out.
Wow. Amen.
Oh, man, I tell you. And I'm just grateful for Pastor, you know. But I've been reading 107, you know, on and off since I pretty much got back into it. You know, 107 is like, you know, one of my all-time favorite scriptures in the book down through there. And, you know, and I like to go through it in the message version. And just reading that in the message, 107:4-9, some of you wandered for years in the desert looking but not finding the place to live, half starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion, stand in your desperate condition, called out to God. He got you out in the nick of time. Put your feet on the wonderful road that took you straight to a good place to live. So thank God for the marvelous love, praise Him, miracle mercy, children He loved. He poured great drafts of water down your parched throat.
Mm-hmm.
Starved and hungry, got plenty to eat. And I just thank God for the family that were able to make it over today. And Pastor Herb, I just thank God for you and for allowing him to use you for a wonderful word this evening that allows us to know that no matter what we're going through, what we're dealing with, or any type of infirmity, whatever the case it is, you know, we have to realize that God is, He's wanting us to be able to count on Him, for us to be His first and only choice. We're going through that, and that's what you were talking about, and that's how it, you know, sometimes we have to be able to continue to just to count on Him, and that's the reason why we fellowship, so we can know. That we know that He's going to be there for us, and I thank God just to be able to bear witness that it might be a merging going on with, you know, you can get a radio and Google Meet, you know, we had problems with trying to merge to in the past with another streaming, but it seems like these seem to be working out. So I thank you, Pastor Herb. I love you. I love everyone on here. And God bless you all. And once again, happy Thanksgiving and happy 10th anniversary to Get 'Em Radio. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your comments, Deacon. Amen. And I take it you were frying a turkey.
Amen. Lord, I got through to that taste.
And it turned out good?
It ain't done left.
Okay. All right.
I say, man, this is the first time there ain't been none left.
None left.
None. I mean, it's enough to maybe make a little small bowl of turkey salad.
Okay.
Boy, I tell you, they had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
All right now. Amen. Well, okay. Pastor, I think I see your mouth moving, but I don't hear you. You just moving your mouth? Pastor Herbert.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Amen.
I was just trying to say, you're looking awfully good on who will make this morning. I don't know what we will need doing, but you're looking pretty good.
Well, glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for all things. And he knoweth right well. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. I felt the same too.
Hey, love is a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's the glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'll just say maybe he's trying to encourage me to go on with this. Praise God. Amen. Well, glory to God. It's been a wonderful month. And we're going to get ready to just close out unless anyone else has anything that they would like to say. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and close out tonight. It has been wonderful. And I thank God for all that he has done this month, these past 10 years. I still look back and say, 10 years, really? But I thank God for all that he's done all these 10 years. Amen. And the half is yet to be told of what he's doing and how he's doing it. And I want to say this. Last Sunday, we went through something with Blog Talk Radio where we could not get on it. And it was like it disappeared. And so we ended up having a conference call. You know, it was like, boom, boom, go right to the next thing. And in the middle of that, I heard the Lord was encouraging my heart. Even in the middle of that, I thought about what the word that we got for this for Get 'Em Radio or for our 10th anniversary through Apostle Joel was, you've been faithful with the few. Now I'm giving you the new. And I was like, wow, we're ready for the new. But then I was thinking, we have 1,300 broadcasts that have just been lost. And if Blog Talk Radio had gone out of business, I didn't know what had happened, you know. So, but anyway, thanks be to God. We continued on. The Lord put a laughter in my heart, put a dance in my feet. And we continued on, and then people found out later, between a half an hour when the broadcast started on Sunday, that Blog Talk Radio was working well. So, but then to me, that was a kind of a wake up call, kind of a get ready. And go on and be prepared. So, yeah, we're going to do something different. Still do Blog Talk Radio, but we're going to, I like the thought of simulcasting. And amen. Praise God. So I'll be asking you some things, Pastor Herbert, okay?
Amen.
Amen. So we would like for you to give closing remarks. And then close us out in prayer and the benediction. Amen. Thank you.
We are so grateful for our talk radio. I can remember the first time I
somebody along the time. We might feel like we want to jump down. 10 years, it's still
there's more.
Come on here. And I say that because, see, some people, you can encourage them and tell them that they're doing good. They go rah, rah, rah. So some people, you got to tell them, you ain't doing good enough. That's the one I'm going to get y'all. Y'all ain't doing good enough. Y'all just come on here.
As Catherine said, there's more.
Amen. I want to spur you on.
There's more. Amen.
Great.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, great. Well, we thank God. Get on radio. We thank God for all of you that are listeners. We thank all the wonderful leaders. Man, there's another one that was her name.
Rachel.
Rachel. I got some granddaughters. Man, God for this next generation.
Yes, Lord.
It's coming up. He's giving them a vineyard. Got the vineyard. Yes.
Thank you, man.
Come on, to go it all and get a benediction.
Amen.
Any prayer requests?
Amen. Any prayer requests?
Amen. I'm going to get Deacon Mike Lord on and pray us out.
Amen.
He's our benediction.
All right.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for being who you are, Father God. We thank you for the word that we received, Father God. We ask for a refill, Father God. Pastor Herb, Father, that you received the word, Father, that blessed someone's heart on this line this evening, Father God. Before we ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, that put a hedge protection around it. Any and all that is on this line, their families, Father God, their friends, and even those who we don't know, Father God, because we know, Lord, we're in our last days, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for this and who you are, Father God. Lord, as we leave this mind, Father God, just ask you, Father, keep our minds focused on what you have us to do, Father, that we shall continue to walk the path that you died for each and every one of us, Father God, that we'll all be like instruments, Father God. And a great song for you, Father God, to be able to hear the word, Father. And Lord, as we leave this line, Father God, just keep it on our hearts to just continue to pray for one another, Father God. Keep each other lifted up, Father God, that we shall always return a thank you for anything good to say to someone, Father, because we know that we have homeless and other people that are going through things, and a kind word may be that word that lifts them up, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you for who you are, Father God. Lord, we ask you to keep our minds focused on you, Father. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to enlighten our minds, make my hearts with love, fire away with courage, pitch our lives in service, and unto him that is able to keep you from falling.
and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, through the only wise God, our Savior, his glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever, all God's people say together, amen.
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 Amen. All right. God bless you all. Thank you all for celebrating with us. And amen. And oh, you know how I want to end this is one of my favorite songs, Look What the Lord Has Done. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just his time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. God bless you all. Love you. Amen.